Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Riverside City Administrator Christine Yancey.
So first, I just want to welcome you to Washington County and Riverside. First, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the table here in Riverside?
Well, I've been working in city government for about 17 plus years, and I worked for the City of Mount Vernon and the City of Lisbon, and I've been a previous city administrator, so I'm very familiar with the roles in city government and economic development, you know, that type of thing. So I guess that's basically what experience I have in bringing to Riverside.
Perfect. And then what was it that drew you to Riverside, or what got you excited enough to take this job?
Well, a friend of mine actually sent me a link to the ad that they had put out on, I think it was on either on ClerkNet or they sent it out through other avenues through city governments. And she was like, well, why don't you give this a try? And I was like, okay. So I came down and visited a council meeting first because I wanted to see what the dynamics of the town and of the council and their interaction with the community. And then I put in my application and I had wanted to get back into city government. I just wasn't sure where or what I wanted to do. And then this opportunity came. And I took advantage of it.
And then I know you've only been around for a couple of weeks, so you may not have had enough time to really dive in, but what do you see the potential for the city, and do you have any goals in place, or what's the move going forward?
Oh, I think there is a lot of potential. We're looking at the downtown area, what we can do to bring that back to life. There is one residential development going on right now, and I think there are several others that are slated for development. One of the things that when I went through the interview process, they wanted to expand, but they wanted a controlled expansion. They didn't want an explosion and then have to try to catch up with that. So there's a lot of potential here because I know I've tried to find either a place to rent or a place to purchase, and they go just as quickly as they become available. So it's pretty tough to find a place to live here except in the new developments. So.
Yeah, definitely no surprise that Riverside's on the up and up, but I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, well, growth is good, but you mentioned that controlled growth. How important is it to control and kind of ease into all this growth that's coming to northern Washington County?
Well, one of the things we talked about, too, was making sure the school was on board, because anytime you want to make sure that they have the capacity that, for one, our infrastructure can handle it, and that the school has the ability to handle an influx of growth. You just want to make sure that it is, like I said, you're not trying to catch up on the backside, that you're prepared for whatever may come. So.
And then you mentioned a couple of other communities that they've worked with. How does Riverside compare to those and what you've seen in your first few weeks?
I guess and not that the other two communities don't have it, but one of the things I've just noticed is how welcoming the community has been to me. I've had several people stop by to come into City Hall just to introduce themselves, and during the meet and greet, I tried to talk to as many people as I could, and instead of them asking me about myself, I kind of turned the table on them a little bit, and I just said, what would you like to see in your community? Where would you like it to grow? What would you like to do with it? And it was kind of interesting, all the responses that I received, so I could get to know what its residents are actually looking for.
And how important is that as a city administrator to have a good relationship with the community?
Oh, I think it's vital. It is vital that you know your citizens and can meet their needs, that they know that they're comfortable coming and talking to council members or to any of the city staff, and that they can be listened to and they can be helped, their needs can be met. It's definitely a vital, important part of what you do is making your citizens feel like they are a part of the decision-making process.
Perfect. And then I just have to ask, as Riverside is the future birthplace of Captain Kirk, are you a big Star Trek fan?
Well, I haven't watched it for many years, but I notice it's making a comeback even just on regular television, because I didn't have to search very hard to find old shows that I can, you know, kind of, oh yeah, I remember this, you know. So I watched it a lot when I was younger, but I hadn't seen it for many years. So, but that's one of the things I had asked, somebody asked me, they said, you know, we could really expand this to be almost a nationwide, you know, type festival, because there's a lot of people out there that are Trek fans. and to get the word out there for them.
Awesome. Well, that hit all of my points. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you wanted to highlight while I have you here?
I don't think so. I'm excited to be here. I think it's a good fit. You know, so far I've been, like I said, welcomed with open arms, and my door is always open. I sit right by the front door, so I am right here. And anyone, I'm trying to make it feel comfortable enough to just talk to me whenever they have an issue they'd like to discuss, or just to say, stop by and say hello.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Riverside City Administrator Christine Yancey. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.